As we count down to this year's 100th Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival, WGHN celebrates the men and women of the Coast Guard with 100 years, 100 heroes.
Hi, I'm Kelly Vanderhook, and welcome to our salute to the people and stories that honor the rich tradition of the United States Coast Guard. Lieutenant Richard Leon Burke earned the Distinguished Flying Cross to United States Coast Guard for outstanding heroic action in June of 1933 in flying an airplane from Air Station Cape May to a point 130 miles south off Cape Ann, Massachusetts, to remove a critically ill seaman from the trawler Shawmut. Lieutenant Burke flew through a series of squall lines and fog for a period of 2.5 hours, locating the Shawmut by means of radio direction finder. Letting down through the fog, he made visual contact with the trawler and landed alongside in heavy swells. The semi-conscious patient was transferred to the plane, and with the aid of an oil slick laid out by Shawmut, a successful takeoff was made. After a 1.5 hour flight through the squall lines, Lieutenant Burke landed at the Boston airport and the patient was transported to the Marine Hospital. The successful removal of the critically injured seaman to medical attention in a timely manner saved his life. Also of note, in 1935, Burke set a world record when he flew his Grumman JF-2 at 173.945 miles per hour over a 100 kilometer course for over 21 minutes, eclipsing the previous record by 14 miles per hour.
Celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival with 100 years, 100 heroes.